Q94, your Mount of Rock. It is Friday, and your coaches' shows continue. And this morning adventure, now we've spun back around, and we're in Oregon County to visit with head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, Briar Hancock. How we doing, man?
Good, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. Congratulations. Last week, big win over SCA Kabul Bulldogs, and, a lot of kids got to get out there and experience a Friday night varsity football game, and man, that's got to be a good thing. Did anyone kind of pop out that you went, hey, this kid's he's showing us something?
Yeah, and it gets more and more every week when we've been fortunate to have the opportunity to play some of those younger guys in other games too, and then last week as well, and a lot of guys have really stood out in practice and stood out in those amounted reps that they get, towards the end of the game. And, they understood what the game plan was. I think we had 3 touchdowns with that JV group. So, they don't take it easy in practice. They compete every day. And I'm extremely proud of not only those guys, but our older guys holding that standard for those younger guys too.
Absolutely. Well, it gets a little tougher tonight. The 5-1 Ava Bears are going to be heading to Thayer, and they've got that flex bone, triple yep. option. There are a lot of moving parts defensively. Boy, you got to be disciplined. You bite, you get sucked in just 1 yard. You're sucked in 1 yard. He's gone.
Yeah, and not only credit to those, to those players, but Casey does a great job with those guys as far as just seeing weaknesses on film. And they've been fortunate enough to come to 2 of our games that were on Saturday. So, they kind of seen how we play defensively. And they do a good job of pinpointing, weak spots in our defense. Tonight we have got to stay disciplined. We got to gang tackle and pursuit of the football. And if you don't, bad things can happen and big plays can happen. Tonight for us, the biggest thing defensively is forcing them to drive the football, mm-hmm. Not giving them short field position, and just make sure we are playing disciplined assignment football.
Yeah, that first down is going to be so crucial because,
for sure.
if they're getting 4 or 5 yards plus, then it's almost like their playbook really opens up.
Yes, it does. And we don't run the flex bone, but we're pretty similar as far as, mm-hmm. we like to live for those 3rd and 3s, those 3rd and 4s. And when you get backed up to, the 2nd and 8s or 3rd and 8s, it kind of makes it tough for an offense. And that's what we have to do defensively tonight is we have to win 1st and 2nd down and have to live for that 8 or 3rd and 8, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 6, and then go play stop defense in. But those are some key things tonight that will help us.
Well, there's a lot at stake in this game. We could have a share in the conference. We could, and also district. Have you talked about that with the players, or is that something, they don't need that extra pressure? Which way do you play that deck of cards?
Well, here's the thing. Those kids look at that probably every single day, and they look at, they listen to the radio station, they look at Ozark Sports Zone, so they have probably a better understanding of that stuff than me. They understand this is a big game, and leading up to districts, that 2 through 6 is wide open right now.
Mm-hmm.
This has a lot of stakes into that, so those kids know it doesn't have to be said. In my opinion, they understand what's at stake here. Not only just a good conference game, but leading on into playoffs too.
Right on. Well, I tell you what. Good luck tonight. Again, head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, Briar Hancock. We appreciate you visiting with us each Friday morning. Good luck tonight, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, Gary. Thank you.